Blog Talk Radio.
Get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me.
Anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said.
keeper for you in a lonely hour.
Twinkie and I were in Little Rock, Arkansas with Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off.
Face the fact.
Face the fact.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your faith loose.
Turn your
question God.
So don't question God.
Just accept.
Just accept.
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 What God allows.
I kept on writing, Karen. I kept on writing, Jack.
Except
what God allows.
What God allows. Even you, when you don't understand it, it's working for your good.
Accept every trial.
Accept every trial.
Accept it even now.
Accept it even now.
He'll give you a smile.
He'll give you.
Give you.
He'll give you a smile.
Mrs. Winkett, put
My. Good morning. Thank God for this day. Thank God for her praise. You know God in heaven, I praise Reverend.
Uh-huh.
Reverend, you gave me a scripture of the day, Reverend. And you gave me some of your heart. You was in your heart, right? I've just been sitting here and I heard how the young lady gave praise. I know you're a praiser, man. I know you live with God. I know you love God. I know you miss your mother.
Sir.
You know what I mean? I know you love her.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk to you right now because I know you know what I'm talking about. There's no better joy than knowing that what God done for you in between you and your mother, you know, personal things your mother had, you know what I'm talking about. Reverend, I'm just coming today, even though it's day Friday, I just want to know, I'm going to put us on the spot today. You know, I want us to tell somebody about how good their mothers were with them, even though she might not be with us right today. I want you and I, anybody else want to say, I want to tell a moment that I had with my mother. You know, I know it. That we go to the Bible and reach and find out how Jesus walked this earth. But on the one time I really seen on occasion that him and Mary had a acquaintance about it. And what was that, really? When she told him the first miracle she did, the first miracle, really, is when she when he took that wine, that bottle, that bucket of water, and made it out of wine. Right. But I want to know, Reggie, have you ever had an experience with your mother, you know, that you could tell us a little something about how good she was? And I know we're going to pray, y'all, but I just want us to testify.
Oh, yeah.
Me and you two have a testimony today about our mother, you know, it is what it is, right? We ain't going to make nobody do nothing, but I just want to tell you, I know I ain't the only one, you ain't the only one, but I just want to tell today, thank you, mother. Thank you.
Sir.
I'm going to get out your way, Reverend. I want to say thank you, Mother. Reverend, I just want to tell you, man ain't got to come up and think of nothing about his mother, because if she was a mother to him, watch me, Holy Spirit. Because some grandparents were people, grandmothers was somebody's mother, you know what I'm talking about? You know, wherever it was, you know, I want us to sit aside and say thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, I have slept with God alive. You will say, have you ever slept with God alive?
Sir. So sir. Yes, sir.
We want him here, Red, but we're going to speak on our end. I said I'm going to let you say that. Let me be quiet. Come on, Red. Come on here, Red. Come on, man. Help me.
Oh, you're good.
Because I keep talking, because I got a lot of things I can tell you about my mother. I'll tell you the other day about some few things, but I won't testify today. Don't want to testify. It's all right. We cool with that. But I want to testify today how the goodness of the Lord, how he been through us with our mothers, man. Somebody said, "Why you didn't get?" Yeah, I did get my mother flowers while she was here. we can testify.
Yes,
I just want to tell you, the ones who got your mothers here. I said, "I'm gonna be." Come on, real, because I don't know. I'll talk to her.
you talk about precious memories. So many times God really blessed me through my mother, and especially when I started preaching, Rev. He was that support system. You know, nobody else had said amen, mother was there and would encourage me over the phone, you know. When she knew I had to preach, she would encourage me and then talk to me. As I feel the Holy Spirit right now, thinking of conversations that she had with me. And then she told me, Rev, she said, I'm the baby boy now. And we all raised in church, but she told me, I expect you to be different. She told me that.
Oh, yes.
Because of what's in you. I, I expect you to be different. And she looked at me.
Why, man?
I'm just gonna put it out there. She said, I know where you go to church.
Yeah, she did.
She put it out there. Yes, sir, man, and many times. And you know, I can remember I was about 6 years old. She took me to the altar where we was in Palestine, Texas. Tennessee College, I may know it.
Not Palestine.
It was New Hope Baptist Church.
Uh-oh.
And, she taught me Psalm 23.
You don't know that scripture, man.
Man, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
I still not. Oh man, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. I still not.
Come on, man.
You know, it instilled it within me, and then her and my grandmother as well lived it before me. How the Lord would be their shepherd and my shepherd and our shepherd.
Ooh.
We wouldn't have to want for anything because of the Lord is our shepherd. And you know that shepherd, he protects the sheep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Boy. The Holy Spirit just took me back right then, man. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's good.
Wow. You know, I was just, I'll say to people, how blessed you. If you have a mother that teaches you the Lord, you should be thankful.
Oh, yes.
Many don't have that blessing. And then I was blessed. I had a mother and a father trying to do the same thing to me. So we are without excuse. And if you had a friend to do it, oh, hallelujah. God, we need to count our blessings. We're so quick to say what's wrong, but think about what God has done. And now he didn't stop there, but continually. I'm not gonna talk. I'm not gonna sit down on what God has done for me. You know, even in my adult life, he allowed my brother and myself to not be as close, but then he allowed Rip Bryant to come in my life, that field, and we just like brothers, and he, man, thank you, Jesus. He allowed
God
our whole
you,
family to just merge together. I kid you not, our whole family. Oh, hallelujah,
to
the elders sit back and they recognize it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Man, I just want to tell him thank you. Thank you for mother. Thank you for mother, God. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
My God. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
While you're doing that, one of the mothers did something, you know. Because I know we ain't doing
mm-hmm.
One thing about it, man, we long with it. So if nobody don't say nothing, we going to say it, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? If it don't shine in today, they going to say, oh, I hear about this.
Mm-hmm.
We had one mother send us in. She said, love like mom. Love like mom. I said, yeah, Reverend, I'm going to read a little bit. And as we celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow, I'm getting this out of reading, right?
And
this is our mother, Aunt Martha, you know what I'm talking about? Sister Martha, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it, you know?
Yeah.
Look again, as we celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow, we may We also recount stories of our mother's devotion. We thank God for them and strive to love more like them. Paul served the Thessalonian church as a nursing mother, caring for her children. First Thessalonians 2:7. He loved friendly, frightened through the strong opposition, telling them about Jesus to share his life with them. Verses 2 and 8. He worked night and day in order not to be what? Burden to anyone while he preached the gospel of God to them. Verse 9, look what it says. Just like a mom, he said, fear can resist a mother's love. Our God. Let me do it again. Just like a mom, fear can resist a mother's love. Paul modestly said that his effort was not without results. We cannot control how others respond, but we can choose to show up. I'll help me, Holy Spirit, day after day to serve them in a sacrificing way. Mom would be proud, and so would our Heavenly Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Mom, I'm going to talk this song with you. I wish I could hit you all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. With the Atlanta. You kind of said a lot of things. You said I might go, right? Because that's what it is, Reb. Reb, help me with that, Reb. Mom's love.
Yes, sir.
Mom's love. Can you help me with the love of moms, man? Love like mom. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me something about
it? Yes, sir.
No, it's like your mom or you know, got a mother spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. man, oh, man. It's a long list.
Well, you know, the thing is, Reverend, we got our, I don't want to put you on the spot, but we got a time right here, right now. Just a little time to set aside and say, thank you, Mother. You know what I'm talking about? Thank you, Mother.
Yes,
we go to the Bible. We know the Bible. We find some pretty good stories right ago. Well, we got some people right here that came by our life and introduced themselves. That we had Sister Mary came on early. We get Aunt Martha on every day, you know what I'm talking about, telling us about the nuggets that she give us, how much she love us and love the ministry that's going on. And she was just also just sitting and she participate with her love, you know. And we find our love is an action thing. And when you see Jesus and you see God, what happened, he said the same way a mother's love should be for all of us. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
it should be unconditional. It should be you'll die for. You know what I'm talking about? And that's why I believe like a mom, this love like a mom. You know, I know moms can put up with us, and then when they get to the house, and boy, you made me this and you made me that. You know what I'm talking about? But she gonna,
yeah.
But you know what? I love you. You know, she'll hug you and kiss you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Tell you something. She'll tell you something to straighten you up, and she'll also tell you something how much she loves you, how much she's proud of you. You know what I'm talking about? I got to get that chance from my mother before she left. She showed me some heavenly love. You know, she told me how to get ready for what's happening right today. One day my day might come. Like hers, you know, one day my day might come. And she didn't leave me with my curiosity. She let me know that if I serve the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. She put God in me, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you like this.
Yeah.
My father, he put some structure in me. But what happened, they took both of their teaching and made a man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And made a man so he could be a man today. You know what I'm talking about? People use that old. They use that term, Reverend. They use that term. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I did things as a child. But when I became a man, I put away them childish things. I take that spiritually. I take when I was a young man starting this ministry, I stumbled. I did some things. I messed up. You know what I'm talking about? Even since I said I love the Lord, you know what I'm talking about? I messed up. But as I get closer to him, more of them things start leaving me. And I start wanting to be a better person. But that came because of the love of mama. She taught me how to love. She taught me how to look at people through the eyes of Jesus. Because I know many times she had to really love us because she could have turned her back on us, right? She could have turned her back on me, but she kept on going. Look, and she kept on going with her love, bro. I mean her
yes,
love.
Sir.
And I'm gonna tell you today, you know, if it be God's will, you know, we always say this, brother. If it be God's will, if it never just me and you, ain't mother just testify. Hey, it's good, man. But if you have your mother here, hug her, give her a kiss, let her know that
yes,
you love
sir.
Her. I don't care what she didn't say to you, done something, she got in your business, all that you think, you know, tell your mother you love her. Hold her.
That's right.
You know, if you don't have one, you have a wife, tell her being a mother, if you have kids or child, if you don't, tell her I love you because you mother me.
Yes,
oh, you
sir.
Know, you kiss
yes,
that
sir.
Little real.
Oh,
friend,
you
don't know how to, you don't know how to, your wife's a mother, you right? You know, you'll look at
yeah.
me and sound like my mama.
Yeah.
I don't need no mama. I need a wife. You know. Come on, real. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
You know anything about that, real?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Godly, give you godly instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, cause you know you're on both sides. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow, man. Man, I'm just sitting here. Thanking God, memories. Thinking back, man, and even I wonder how she felt by my old brother that God gave me. But before she passed, he called him son. Hallelujah. Man, if we just would stop and think of the experiences God have let us have through this individual that we call mother. That we call mother.
Come on with it.
She'll fight. She'll fight for you, even if you're wrong. But then she'll get you by just the way God does. She'll get you by yourself. She may chastise you, but before the word,
she, man,
she's that protector for you. Oh, hallelujah!
Yes, she was.
Man, man,
yes, she was.
I just thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Man, and wow. Boy, God is doing something right now. Man, we should appreciate, hallelujah, that we call mother. And it gives us, you know, it doesn't stop when she passes away.
When
she go to that rest, it doesn't stop because God allows memories to overflood, hallelujah, and instructions still come. And sometimes he may use that voice that you recognize that you called mother. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God. He will strengthen, oh, hallelujah, in ways that you can't even imagine. Hallelujah. If you respect that individual that he put in your life that you call mother, oh, hallelujah, the one that birthed you, that nourished you, that cherished
yes.
you, that gave you
yes.
instruction.
Yes,
that,
yes,
that,
yes.
And you had a mother like Rev. Brian and myself would hit you upside the head and think, who was looking?
So did fire.
Oh, hallelujah. Even if you was grown, you still try to swing at you. Oh,
mama, you embarrassed me, okay.
But
okay,
love.
You embarrassed me, fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hey, but when they got to the house of the Lord, that praise, hallelujah. And Rembrandt, mother, remind me of my own mother, because that praise when she got in the house of the Lord, you knew she was in there because of the praise that went up to Jehovah God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We call mother.
When they come in real, my,
yes, sir.
My.
Yes,
thank
buddy.
You, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
That's my baby there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Don't tell me. I know.
Yes, sir.
Your baby changed, you know, talking about Reverend. She got to see her baby change. Remember, she got to see her baby.
Yes, sir.
You said earlier, she got to see you. She came to you and told you she was proud of you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
We got the one button open. I mean, we got somebody. If you want to testify about your mother, or if you just want to tell the world thank you for the mother, you can hit the one button. We want to bring you in.
Praise the Lord. Hey, the Lord. Yes, sir. Hey, I still hear it because I heard it the other day through my wife.
Uh-huh.
My wife was praising the Lord. And she sounded just like her mother. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. You know, just the way that their mother say, oh, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
My brothers. Amen.
I hear you.
Top of the morning,
yes, sir.
My brothers. Top of the morning. I hear my brothers there. If you just want to say something about mama to the mother,
yes.
You know, I think everyone should have something to say about mom. There's going to be something that you're going to remember,
mm-hmm.
and you'll never forget. You know, one of the things I never
mm-hmm.
forget about my mother, and I think it's passed down from generation to generation, my mom had long fingernails. And, boy, she could rake
mm-hmm.
her hand down your face faster than a cat. Mama didn't make my flesh crawl. And she'll say, well, you know how it smells then. You don't have to do that no more. You mess it up. She would hit you like a cat. Yeah. You know. But then she'd grab you later on and buy you some candy. In my case, she would bake me a chocolate cake.
Oh,
I lost my biological in 92. And to this very day, I still think of my mother. Sometimes I think of the way we used to sit up and laugh and joke with each other. And I'm the one son among two girls. And I think me and my mom were just so close. And it's funny because at my mother's door of death, she asked my mother-in-law, she said, take care of my child.
Ooh.
And do you know? At a moment. Thank you, mom. To this very day, some people don't even understand the relationship that I have with my mother-in-law.
Come on,
man, praise God.
Yes,
my wife told my mother-in-law one time, she said, you forgot who you had. You had me, not him. You
mm-hmm.
know, because the relationship that we have.
That's beautiful.
Ooh, you ought to be the tell, mama. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
You think of the things that mom went through for you. Anytime you needed something, I remember my mom took a job as a waitress, and the man didn't want her son to eat.
Mm.
My mama quit. She didn't want him to eat, didn't want him to be there. Had to go there after school. He didn't want him to hang around. He had to eat, you know, had to leave. He can't stay here. My mama quit. Said, my baby can't be here. I can't be here. When you think of, you look back over your life and you just think of one thing after another that mom went through just for you.
Thank you,
Lord. I think sometimes I look back at my life, man, about the days that mom would say she was full and say, here, baby, eat this. Mama full. And as you get grown, you realize it wasn't that she was full, but she was going to make sure you be full.
Yeah.
You tell her. I bet you love
right there, bro. You on something. Yes, sir. You own it,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you own it.
You
own
look
it, man.
Back at them days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think of them days. And, you know, real, I can remember being out of work and my son needed a haircut. I tell my son, here, baby. I said, take this money. Go get your haircut and tell him I'll be up there later. I didn't even have the money to get my haircut, but I was going to make sure his was cut. And you know, it was something that my mother would do. It's just something that my mom would make sure them kids had before she had. The love of a mother. Love of a mother. I heard my brother said the other day, and then I choose a service. He said, you know that mama bear, give her life for them cubs.
Sure.
That's what a mother would do. Nothing like a mother.
Hey, brother, that was Aunt Martha. She gave us something, and that's what she told us in her nugget she gave us today. Love like a mom. That's when you get
love
that to
like
about
mom.
Your son, you know. Love like a mom, you know.
That's like a mom.
Jesus. You don't want to say God, you know, and Jesus, the love that they have is like a mom, because we know the love he gave. You know, sometimes we try to put words with it, English words, but really we know it's not an English word that we can say how much he loves us. You know,
and
we can't calendar. You know, we try our best. They pretty smart. Yeah. They call it agape love. They pretty smart.
Agape
love.
They try to put
all kind of names, but boy, they no kind of love like God. You know. Because he gave his only one begotten son.
Begotten son.
He's still down here for us, man. That's love. That's love like a mom. You know what I'm talking about? But again, there you go, Brother Henry, Brother D, that we do again. Look, Hannah gave her son. And we know Jesus was God's son in the flesh, but we do know it came out of Mary, you know what I'm talking about? And we learned that she didn't get in the way at all. She didn't get in the way at all, you know. She didn't. Yeah. God blessed her heart to know that was of him. And it had so much. She knows. Everybody else can pretty still have doubts today. But she knows the Holy Ghost covered her. Covered her.
Yeah.
She knows that, Reverend. She knows that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That mother.
I remember being a kid, where we lived in the country.
We lived in Chicago.
You know, you know, it has no street lights. And it's funny how you look back over your life and you see how God bless you. You know, I go home now and I'm constantly seeing a herd of a snake crawling across the road. We can call them streets then. You'll see them crawling through the grass. But I remember as a kid, man, 5, 6 years old, my mother lived in, we call it the black house. I didn't know then, but I know now it was covered with the black felt. And what happened is that at night we would leave my grandfather's house, my mom would be going home. And to this very day when I wake up, my voice is real heavy. And mama said if she tried to leave me, so I would start hollering, Bird, Bird. So she had to take me with her. And I would walk down that road, holding on to her skirt, her tail of her dress, jet black. And she would take me to the door. And she said, boy, stand here while I go get the letter. And she'd come light it. But she wouldn't make me stay. If I didn't want to stay, she wouldn't make me stay, you know. And you look back at that, and I said, you know, a snake could have easily crawled out and got us. An animal could have came out the woods and got us. But God blessed us. God was keeping us. A mother's love. She wouldn't make me stay for nothing. Knowing she didn't want me to go down that road with her, but I wanted to go. So she would never make me stay. I remember mama laying in the hospital on her deathbed. The nurse said, boy, said, your mother's a strong woman. Anybody else would have been gone. I walked in, the nurse asked, said, you know what it is? She said, yeah, I know. She said, that's my son. And she closed her eyes. She said, that's my son. And she closed her eyes.
That's right. That's
love.
Mother's love. Love like a mom.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, okay.
I thank it for mine.
I know you're right. I know you're right about it. Yes, sir. I know you're right.
Even though we got grown and went astray, Mama showed us the way.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I thank you.
Mama was always there.
I thank him. Yes, sir. I thank him. I thank him, man.
And I can remember my mother told me something, and stayed with me many years. And it was a real, real simple sentence. She said, "If you live close to God, He'll let you know what's going on."
Stay close to God.
He'll
stay connected.
You, yes, sir. He'll let you know what's going on. Thank you, Lord.
That's all right, Bill.
Bless it.
Reverend, Brother D, you know we didn't come here for nothing. To meet today to thank our mom. You know, even if they hear our transition into God's own, whoever it is, we want to just say thank you. Yep, we didn't use scriptures all week long about mothers in the Bible. We used them. You know what I'm talking about? But we wanted to tell our mothers today, and we always tell them we thank them for how they done and what they're doing for us. We always say it again. If it's someone else want to testify about their mom or not, you know, you want to say thank God for somebody who raised you like a mom, you know.
Man.
You can hit the one button. You can hit the one button.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
You know, Rev, when you think of mom, you can just think of one thing after another. When it comes to mom, you know, the doctor gave my mother up. My uncle and I fight all the time. Was it was 67? Mm-hmm. My uncle Junior said it was 68. I believe it was 67. But the doctor they give up. They sent her home. They didn't have Hoskins then. They let her come home to die with us. But the Lord had given it. The Lord had man extremities is just an opportunity for God. My grandmother's sister came to stay with us. To help my mother in her dying days, help with these kids. And I don't even remember what I had done. I had done something. I was a bad little joke. I had did something. And Peachy told me to get in the bed. I had been in bed all day.
Okay.
I got up out the bed about 7 or 8 o'clock that night. I got up. And my mother, now you heard me say the doctor had sent her home to die. There was nothing they could do for us. My mother got out in the skin and bone, real. She heard a teacher in there hollering at me. she heard a teacher in there scolding me. My mama walked that wall. She walked that wall to come see about her child.
Okay.
I remember to this very day she told teacher, don't holler at my baby no more. And she could hardly stand up. But she walked that wall to come see about her child.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Help me.
That took us so much. Oh, you missed us so much.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because you could think you would get over it, but I promise you, I missed my ass like it was yesterday.
I know you're right, though.
Yes, sir.
I know you're right.
Sometimes I be going through, man. Sometimes I tell myself, I tell myself, I said, if my mama was here, I would have had a problem.
There you go, Doc. I know you're right. Yeah, I know you're right about that one. You can say that again. Yes, sir. You can say that again.
In the name of Jesus. I love
you, Doc. I know you're right. Yeah, thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
We talk about our mothers when they be in church, right? This could be this kind of mother we're talking about, Reverend and Brother B.
There was a woman in the service.
Come on, man.
That was speaking in other tongues.
Yeah.
Praying the Spirit, Lord.
bring the Spirit touch my soul. I said, I know that feeling. It overflows. Now when the Lord comes, let the Spirit have His way. You'll feel better tomorrow than you feel today.
He give me no signal, no nothing that he want to get in, so I know you want to change lanes, right?
When I put him down, he stick his finger up at me. You think sin is not being
one. He said you number one. That's all he did, man. He told you number one. That's all he did. He told you number one, man.
But you know what I did? I just stopped. You wanna, all you do is give him a second. I'll let you in. I just stopped letting him go.
He gave you something, man. That's how we look at it, Brother D. We look at it. He gave us the number one. That's what you do. Thank you, brother.
I
ain't know nobody to love
thank
one.
You. That's right. I'm not gonna let you steal my joy.
You can't have that much control
yes,
of me. Sir. Oh no. Watch this.
Yeah,
this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. My mama told me I was number one. So thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
I learned something, boy. We can turn a negative situation into a positive, man.
Into a positive.
All right. Yes, sir.
I know we can.
That's right.
We know too much.
Right.
We know too much.
That's good.
I'm going to see it all the time.
You know what? God put people in our lives. You know what he said? It's better, Reverend Henry, Brother D, for two to walk together. Because if one falls, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If
one falls, one can pick him up.
Back up.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Now, we know this from our Bible. We don't, that probably don't sound right to a lot of people, but we actually believe that God could come in, right, and come in and help you in time of need. You know, our brother had something just then because we were praising the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to take his mind off of that.
He wanted to take my mind.
See, laughter is good. Yeah. We heard this for a long time ago. Laughter is like a message to your body. So we ain't going to let nobody steal our joy. And I'm not trying to hold no guilt trip on nobody or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you today, I'm telling my mother I love her. I'm telling her today, I'm going to celebrate you. You know, if nobody else don't celebrate their mother or say that, it's on them. But I want to tell you, I love you, mother.
Love my mother.
And then somebody come out and give me the number one finger, I love you too.
you know something real. The more we sit here, it's funny because we could just sit on this phone for hours, and talk about mama. I just had another just dropped in mind. You know, I always have been a spaghetti lover. And I've seen times, man, where my mama didn't have any spaghetti. She would take the little macaroni and make me spaghetti out of it and make it taste just as good.
Come on,
man. You know, I see where things I didn't eat. It's enough I don't need to make a new world. And when she got through fussing at me, she would fix me something extra. She would fix something her son would eat. I didn't eat greens. I would eat, couldn't make me no green. She would cook me a cabbage, cook everybody else a cabbage. You know, I just sat here and think about mama that I could just shout.
Come on, man.
I could shout. What would it come to my mama? Whew, where
yes,
she loves.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm like, Reverend, mama, I love you, mama.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Well, I love my mama.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes I just look at my mama picture right now. I got a picture of it in my pocket. And sometimes I just be right about that. We look and have a conversation with her.
There you go, man. There you go.
Yeah. I know when I get there, she'll be there.
Thank you.
There you go.
She going to be there when I get there.
Yeah. Where you going?
Yeah, my love, my mom. Yes. Whew. Thank you, mama.
Well, you on something,
Dan? Thank you for all you got.
Yes, man, I got a...
Nothing like a mother's son.
Got some good news here. Got some good news. You know, I believe it was yesterday. I think it was yesterday we prayed for Sister sister-in-law of Aunt Martha, Yvonne Stewart. I got a text that says sister-in-law Yvonne doing much better after having a second stroke. After having a second stroke, thank you, Lord, for being so good.
So good. Very good.
Hallelujah.
He was shot on you.
He's still out there in prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
real.
Thank you. Lord.
That's
thank you, Lord.
Very good.
Him still good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. You know, I was looking at YouTube this morning as I was getting ready to get out, and Shaquille O'Neal came on, and he said that he have days where he just walk through Walmarts, and he said, I'm not buying anything, just looking for a mother that's got kids that need help.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he walked to the back where they do the layaway at, and so he heard this mother, she had two kids there, and the mother was telling him, said, well, I'm going to try to put 300 on it today, and I'll be back in 2 weeks to get them. And so she turned around and told the baby, she said, well, baby, I'll have your laptop in 2 weeks. And Shaq said, he stepped up and said, no, you're going to have them today. He said, I got you. And said, she said, no, you're going to do that. He said, no, I got to do it. And but look what he said, I got to do it. He said, my mama told me. This is my mama told me I should do this. His love of a mother.
My mama
told me. And he's worth over $400-600 million. He said, my mama told me.
Yeah.
He walked through the mall looking for mothers and kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a mother's son looking at a mic. And she was saying she couldn't afford it. He said, well, pick out the one you want. I got you. And she said, no. And he said, no, my mama told me to do it. My mama told me. The love of him, it's nothing like the love. Don't get me wrong. I have a great father. But the love, this is Mother's Day. And he's telling me, nothing like the love.
Yeah, I like that. I like how you did that. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Some great fathers out here. The day is coming.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God
you,
for
Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Nothing. Well, I got a little soft spot right here. Watch this here, y'all. Watch this here.
When you're down
y'all
in trouble, you need
all right.
Some love and care.
Come on, man.
Ain't nothing.
Come on, Rita.
Ain't nothing going right. Close your eyes and meditate on him. God can brighten up.
Yes, he can.
He can brighten up
your darkest hour.
Your darkest hour.
Yes, he can. Yeah, Lord.
Let me say,
thank you, Lord.
Get I get a little weak. No, I know it's a war.
I am one.
leave me on.
Encouragement to us, because only one I can say is the ones that are talking right now. I'm not saying we the only one, miss our mother, or love our mother. I'm just the only one speaking to the one that's talking right now. That he got our hands, brother. He got our
yes,
hands.
Yes, he does. He got
has
a mighty good friend.
I'm telling you right now, these days like this, we can hold tight to him. We can hold
yes,
tight to him. Because he loves us
yes,
so
can.
Much, he could take that tear
in spite of,
and turn it into. You could be heavy right now, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. You know what I'm talking about? But somewhere down the line, precious memories will come up. They're lingering right now. You know what I'm talking about? So I want to give that to us,
mm-hmm.
man. Whoever. You know, it gets to the time that, you know, sometimes, you know, you just try to do things without, we call ourselves cutting things off or going too long. But sometimes when that Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit moving, man, you just let it do what
you
it
just
do. Man.
Just
get out the
it
way.
It won't leave you alone.
But you don't want to sit it like that. Or you don't want, brother, if you have any spirit in you, and where you hear these testimonies going on, you hear dudes sniffling here, and you hear us up here, man. We got a love for our mother, and we got a love for our father,
mm-hmm.
which we know his
yes.
son sitting in his right hand. But you know what he did for
yes,
us, man. Brother D, he left us a comforter. Mm-hmm. And that's the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
He
left us a comforter.
He's going to
send you
something.
Yeah, that's it. Our brother.
And he
our
told
brother
you to keep you.
Was driving it. Yeah.
Keep you.
Our brother driving down the road, and somebody gave him the one finger, you know. Took him, trying to take him off his phrase again. You know what I'm talking about? That's all
it
did, gave him the one finger. You know what I'm talking
all
about?
All
that's all it was. Because you know who you are and what you
thank
are.
Thank God for
that,
me.
That don't,
he
don't
right
need
mm-hmm.
that. You know what I'm talking about? he blocked it. He blocked it with his love. You know what I'm talking about? So that ain't going to end up
yes,
on that. So we want to tell you, Aretha was a woman. Come on with it, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. I've been in and out, and I got a testimony that I want to say about mothers to me. Because, first of all, I want to thank God for choosing my birth mother and the relationship me and her had, good or bad. But I had a lot of mother figures around me, my aunties, my grandmas especially. And, you know, Eric, you said something the other day about men have to step up and be the mother sometimes, too. And I say that because I moved in with my father, man, with my mom and dad separated, so he had to take on both roles. So I want to thank that, too. A lot of people don't see it the way me and you see it, Eric, but he had to go to work, he had to buy his clothes, he had to make sure we had something to eat. He had to make sure our clothes washed, which he taught me how to do. I did a lot of it, but I was old enough to do that. And then my sister came along and moved in with me. So he had to do a lot of things that a mother's supposed to do, make sure my sister get her hair did, you know, take her to the beauty salon. So it's a lot, like you said, it's a lot of men that had to step up to the plate to be mothers. And a lot of men that do it to this day, they didn't have no choice because –
there you go.
You know, they want to make sure their kids were took care of. But to all men that stepped up to be mother figures to their kids, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you and thank God. That's what I had to say today.
Praise God.
I heard my brother say today is the last day of the week for God's plan service. We're just giving homage to the mothers today.
We
won't get a chance here. I just want to tell all mothers we love you. And I think every man should be privileged to have a mother like mine.
Praise God.
My mom truly loved me. I know there's some more on. They may not hit the one button, but there's got to be some more on that can truly say, Mama, I love you. I tell men this. Anyone that I know, Brother Eric knows, I know Brother Harry knows the feel that Brother D have right now.
But I
tell you this, as I pass through this barren land, Sister Brother, there's going to come a day we won't be able to tell Mother we love her face to face. Some of us is faced with that day now. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come and they won't be able to stand and tell Mama, you was a good mother to me face to face. But you live on in spirit. Live on in spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I will let a day go by. If my mom was here, I will let a day go by without telling them, Mama, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
You're so right, man. You're so right, man.
So good. I look back every 5 seconds. I can think of something that my mother did to make a better day, a better person, a better life for her child. To give her last for her child.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see them today. In today's world, you don't see it. Mothers like mine, they have what they call no corn birth. And I
you're so right, man.
There would be no money to buy ice cream off the truck. My mother would go in there and make what she calls some cookies.
Hey, Brad D.
We would. Yes, sir.
Man, one of the twins say, who was that old man? She know you're old, man. How she know you old?
I'm 63, my brother, 63 years old.
How did she know that?
Lord,
she heard your conversation. I want to know how did she know that. They listen to
63 years old, my brother, 63.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't know you believe in God.
We heard him.
Amen, say that. Amen. We're talking about the mothers right now. Talking about
the mothers, but the mothers, they ain't even here yet, man.
Yeah, but this is God's plan. And this is our last day of the week of the service, so we'll give an homage to mothers. Anyone want to? Now that you guys are almost there, I'm going to give you all the opportunity now.
The mother was just listening to you.
About their mother.
Yeah. Praise God.
That's all I say when I think of my mother.
Is that scary?
Yeah,
who's that?
I wouldn't believe where I'm at.
Let us know that.
I had
Brother D. Huh?
Sorry. Yeah, I took him out. Actually, I brought Brother Tim in, and it must be on the line with him. So I had to take him out. This is not a playing matter. Certain things you laugh and joke with, certain things are just not jokeable at that time.
Well,
we should do things with decency and in order.
I do know he knows that if you really know what we're doing, I guess you tried your best to tell him. But Reverend,
his mom just passed.
I believe he really know we're getting out. Yeah, because every time we come together, like on that side, like that, it's always they be chewing the fat. You know. We said they
right.
talking a little bit, and he didn't know Brother D was over here doing what he was doing. But I'll tell you one thing about it, when we put all the jokes to the side and let people know that what's going on, man, you know, like him, he got a testimony about his mom. He hurt real bad when his mother passed. Yeah. You know, I heard him over
sure
there.
Sure did.
He loved his mom.
He loved his mom. He went there every day to see her, and did all he could for her.
Mm-hmm.
When she passed, they started hollering about the insurance policy. Mm-hmm. He said he was gonna, if I have to, I'd pay for it myself. So that's why I tried to tell him. This is our last day of God's plan for the week.
We're
giving homage to mothers today, and I thought they would. I didn't want to just hang them up. I tried to give them an opportunity.
Yeah, you did.
This is not a plan matter.
We know it too well. We know it, Brother D. We know it, Brother Nutter. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, like
hey,
we be saying.
Hey, I can't hold it in. Yeah, I was talking about loss of mother. You know, last time I saw my mother, she just got out of the hospital. And she just hugged and squeezed me. And she knew I didn't like being kissed on the jaw, kissed all over. But she did it. She whispered in my ear, "I love you. I love you." She just kept saying that. And I said, "Mom, I know." And she just said, "I love you." And just like she just.
There you go.
A few months later, she was gone. And I didn't get to see her, but that was the last time I saw her. Not the last time I talked to her, but the last time I saw her, that was the moment we had.
Yes.
I take that back. The last time I saw her alive on this side.
Yeah.
going home, sir. But she just kept telling me, and you know, it took me a while, and I still have days.
Amen.
And it just, like I said, she wasn't 49 when she left. I'm 46 now, and it's been rough the last couple of 6-7 months because close to my birthday got here. The more I think about, I'm only 3 years from the same age she was. You know, I'm in the area. I'm getting close to when she left.
You know,
49 passed away. I'm 46. So you never know. You never know. But she squeezed me real tight. And my uncle told me that when she got sick that night, I supposed to be there, was like 4th of July weekend, and I got sick on the job and I went home. I got a call that Monday that they was taking her to the hospital. So you need to come on. I called my job, told him I had to go. Phone rung as soon as I hung up. It's too late. So what I'm saying to a lot of people, don't wait too late. Don't let a little sickness keep you away, because you never know when the last time is gonna be here.
You never know.
Oh my God.
Never know. And you know something, Brother Nutty? It's funny you said that, because you know a mother, I know she leaving, and she had it from her child.
When we picked her Bible up, she had wrote out how she, her preparations, what she wanted to be buried in, who she wanted to preach, who she wanted to sing, how long to keep me out. She had to put all this in her, and she kept trying to hand us to that Bible when she was in the hospital, and we were like, Mom, no, you need to keep that Bible. That's yours. But when we got the Bible and opened it up, it already wrote it out.
Yep. The mother's love, boy, the mother's love.
And guess what I told him? I was just like, you say skin wool. I said, whatever she asked for in her letter, that's what she going to get. She said in her letter, if they couldn't make it to see her home going, God understand. But she didn't want to be out no more than 3 days. I did what my mama asked.
Praise God. Oh, you good, John. You good. You're in a place. You're in a good place. Yeah, that's good.
You're in a good
Precious
place.
Memory.
Yes, sir.
Precious
good
memory,
place.
Man. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a good place.
You're in a good place.
You're at a place where we understand. You know what I'm talking about? The
Amen.
Love for a mother.
Amen.
Yeah, we understand.
The love for a mother.
You know? Yeah, we understand.
You know,
that.
Real.
That's what we wanted to do. That's what we wanted to do this today.
Like
we wanted
doing
to
what we're doing
take
today.
Time
exactly.
out. You know? We want to take time out. And if you got to go, we're not trying to hold you long. But if you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
But sometimes this right here is what some of us have been needing for a while. And somebody might want to release. They've been holding on. They ain't even cried yet. You know what I'm talking about? They ain't even cried yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, because we know this thing. This thing is really bigger than all of us. Because the praise,
right.
and the cry, and the thanks, man. We can't sit here long enough. We don't have enough time in the day to see what our mother has done for us. Yeah,
right.
What our mother has done for us, man. You know, and then when I say that, like I said, it don't have to be a physical mother who birthed you. It could be someone else.
Right.
Like Aunt Martha said, the love of a mom.
You know, Rev, anyone that be on the phone with me, none of can tell you. My mother-in-law is with me now, and when I come in the evening, I'm always joking and playing with her. You know, I know she don't have many years left here. You know, my mom is real sickly right now. She's very sickly. She's so sickly now to what she needs. Her body is not strong enough to accept it. So it's not a day go by that I don't go in and tell her I'm going to have Skin to come over here and whoop you. I'm going to have Rev Mary to come over here. You know, just, she can't come on. Just crack up laugh. I try to give her something to laugh about every day. And that's my mother-in-law. But when I got sick, she could barely move herself. But she constantly trying to feel about me. I said, Mama, get away from this door. I had COVID. Get away from this door. Get on back in your room. Mama just want to see if you're okay. Anything you need, Mama get it for you. You know, a mother's love. But I had them kidney stones. I wouldn't even tell her. I couldn't even tell her I was going to the hospital, because I knew if I had told her,
there was no way I was going to be able to keep her from going to the hospital with me. And she sick herself. So I wouldn't even tell her. I said, Mama, I'll be back in a minute. I drove myself home to the hospital. I wouldn't even tell her I was going. You know, because I know how she is. A mother's love. And you know, something I think about real, I said, now, some of us don't realize Mama could have ended us before we came on this earth. If Mama did nothing else for us, she gave us life. If you can't take nothing else from your mother, she gave you life.
Say that again, and say it just like you said it.
I promise you, my brother, if you can't think of nothing else to tell Mom thank you for, you can tell Mom thank you that she gave you life. Mom didn't have to do it, but she did.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to do it, remember? But she did. I can remember once I was standing at a garage that I used to hang out in. And this guy was calling his mama everything under the sun, man. You name it, bad, he was calling it to her. And one of my associates walked over back. It was a cabin where she was going in the door. He walked over there and propped his foot up against the wall. And he had what we call a little butter cutter, a little small knife. He was picking his nails with it, and he was picking his fingernails. And when they walked back out the door, he called up B. And just before he got the word off his lips, cuz had put that blade around his neck. And he said, you don't deserve to live. He said, say something, I'll kill you. And it's the same mother that he was just talking about. She turned around, and she said, baby, please don't kill him. Please don't kill him. Started crying, begging for his life. Tell me what a mother won't do. Okay, tell me what a mother won't do for her child. She begs for his life. It's the same man that was just calling everything under the sun. And in a matter of 1 minute, 2 minutes went by, she was begging for his life. Please don't kill him. My brother Eric said his mother said to him, she said, babe, I pray for that. Didn't see it at that time. But you realize now, she was pleading for his life. For his life. Didn't see it that way at that moment, but you see it now. Mother's pleading for his life.
I thought she was crazy.
A mother's love.
Yeah.
A mother's love. Mother's love.
I did, man. Shoot. I said, how you pray for me?
What? Who would think a mother loved him when she prayed for you to go to jail?
Yeah.
Who would think that? Oh, but when you get a man called Jesus down in you, then you realize that she loved you. She loved you just that much. A mother's love. Oh, we could go on for hours. This is a service here today that can never end. It can never end. When you're talking about a mother's love.
So much.
The distance that a mother would go. I remember they did a song. The Mississippi Mass Choir did a song. The boy had an accident, and the mother, big mother, was out in the car. Went to his house, the white lady, and she never met. And they tried to call for the doctor, but they said the doctor's out on his rounds. Big mama came to the door and pushed her way through. Big mama said, "I want to call my doctor." She said, "You can use the phone." She said, "No, I can't use that phone, but you got a closet." I need to call my doctor. The doorbell rang. It was the doctor. See, I was out on my rounds, and the weather got bad. I was looking for someone to turn in. Tell me what a mother won't do. A mother's love. A mother's love. There's no limit to a mother's love. There's no limit. No limit.
I want to play this. I want to play this. We heard this before, y'all. We heard this before. I'm gonna play this one here, right?
Mother's
right
love.
Here.
Just a little CFO. Mm-hmm.
All of you young folks out there, baby, I have a few words to
I want you to go to her. Tell her how much you love her. I want you to go to her.
You know, I remember a worldly song come to mind real called Sadie.
My.
A group called the Spinners did it. And there was a verse in it that I never forgot. He said, the mother said, I got 9 hungry mouths to feed, 10 little minds got to be made. I got to work, got to walk, got to talk. But he said, I love you, mama. He said, I love you, mama. I love you. Yes, sir. I love you, bro.
You know, we come to a time, brother. We come to a time that, like I said, man, this here can go on for the rest of our life. It should have. It should be.
Yeah,
you know,
it should.
We can give thanks to our mother, you know. You know, we know in this life. We know in this life, man. I'm, and each one of us has had a moment since we've been on here talking and thinking and reminiscing about our mother, you know. And I want to say this again, man. You know, when you go in this day and you go out through the days, you know, talking about, you know, if you have one here. I had a brother told after church, Reverend, Brother Mike, you know, our First Lady nephew, right, coming to me. See, he haven't talked to his mother in a while. You know, he's about our age, Rev. So you know his mother 80 something. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. He said he haven't talked to her a while, and he started crying. Yeah. And I said, man, let me tell you something. I said, man, I wish I could hear my mother's voice. Man, you could hear your mother. You could see your mother.
See
I wish
mother.
I could hear and see my. I wish I could see her, man. I said, there's nothing my mother did to me I could say that I didn't want to talk to her. Nothing. And she did some cold, she said some cold things, but it was to better me, man. You know what I'm talking about? I thought about it. I said, man, I was glad. I was glad I had enough sense, man, to say, Mother, I'm sorry. You know, even if I think she did said something wrong, but she had a mother's love, man. You know, you shouldn't be doing a baby like this. You should do the baby like this and that. Or you should do your wife like this and that. You know, or you should say this. Mama.
I'm a grown man, mama. I'm grown.
Yeah. So I told the brother. I told him. I held his hand. I held his hand, Reverend Brother D. I prayed with him. And I said, man, you go talk to your mama, man. Ain't nothing your mama did to you.
Man.
You know what your mama did? She held you in her stomach for 9 months.
Nine months. Yes, she did.
She thought about what she
did. And went through some pain, Rev, while you was in there. She went through some pain while you
kicking,
was in there.
You kept kicking her on.
Kicking.
Like you ready to come out.
Up. Sometimes she couldn't eat. Everything, she'd come right back up.
Because you rejected it. And I know he's our age, you know what I'm talking about? So if I know he's our age, he had a mother would go without. Help me, Holy Spirit. He have a mother would go without to help so you can have. I know he did. You can't tell me she didn't, you know what I'm talking about? Because there ain't too many women and can come up in our area, their mother didn't really just sacrifice. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So, brother, go see your mother. He cried, man. He said, I'm going. I said, say, man, I'm telling you, when God put an urge in your urge in you to go see your mother, brother, if you don't go see her, I'm telling you, I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to wish no death on your mother. I'm not trying to wish nothing on nobody, but only God know why you put that urge, because y'all haven't been talking. Go talk to her.
Yes, sir.
And love her. Yes, sir. And love her. Right? And love her. And love her. Yeah. She gonna tell you ain't been around about 10 years. Yeah, she gonna say this and that. But that's still your mother. Like Brother D said, she carried you. She carried you, man. And she let you come out. No, she could have bored you. She could have bored you right now. She could have said, I don't want to
Time.
Yeah. She could have bored you, man.
Exactly.
She could have did, especially in the early '60s and the late '50s. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Could have just bored them, man. You know what I'm saying?
Because
some of them so embarrassed. Some of them so embarrassed to have a child at a certain age. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Back in them days.
But look what happened.
So embarrassed back in them days, the mother would take the child and stay with her child.
So you
only have a child. They would hide you.
Yeah.
They'd come there and spin you up north. Sneak you out of town at night.
Yeah, what you talking about? Almost like that old story about what, Mary? I got to put you away. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to do this. God took it out of his hand. No. You have to do this because this ain't really your song. This really ain't your song. Look at when the Holy Ghost came upon her, and after the Holy Ghost, the Bible said the Holy Ghost went into her, right? And then after she was conceived, what happened? They named him, and when he said his name was going to be Jesus, but prior to that, he could become the Son of God, the Son of God. No man can take that right of your kids, man. No one can take that right of your kids. That God to allow them to come in your life and with you, helping them get to this earth. No one can take that. They might can try though, especially if you ain't been a good dad or a good mom. They might can try, but really, if the truth be told, when God unfolds the record, that's your child. That's your child. I know I hear some people, my mother wasn't that good to me. I know my dad wasn't that good to me. I heard people say that. And it probably be so. There's some truth in that. You know what I'm talking about? Because I've seen some people out there in the streets, you know what I'm talking about, and left their kids. You know, I know it can get bad out there. But I do know one thing. Whoever God gave you over you and they parented you and showed you that, like Aunt Martha said, love like a mom. I'm telling you, It don't have to be a female gender to that. It could be a male figure with that, you know. I thank God, man. I thank God. You know, we don't know but one way to get out of here, man, is give God thanks.
Yes,
and give God thanks.
Yeah.
And watch it, and give God thanks. Watch this, and give God thanks.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say, Brother T, if we had 10,000 tongues, if we had millions of tongues,
couldn't thank him enough.
So we got enough sense to say thank you anyhow, you know. And I don't know about you, I've been blessed today. I've been blessed today. I've been helped. I've been kept. I laughed. I've been in worship. I cried. You know what I'm saying? Because I know sometime or another we gotta. I don't like to use that word breaking up the monopoly. You know what I'm talking about? But this was the day some of us probably can't say audibly, you know, in corporate, that they love their mama. We're going to give you a chance. That's all we were trying to do. If you didn't, you did on the back line, say thank you, or she's sitting right beside you, give her a kiss. And matter of fact, kisses would be for my mom. You know what I'm talking about? You just don't know how that would feel. They show you your mother or whoever over you, show him, you give them their flowers while they can hear them, Rev. They can hear them, Rev.
Yes, sir.
They can hear
Yes, sir.
It don't make no sense. In the name of Jesus. Now I say that now.
Real mother.
Could be finna. I say that because we got to eat on, right? I say
that we got to get out of here. Get out of here.
And truly, if it be God's will, this ain't a one day thing, you know. It's like we don't do the birth of the chick, Jesus, a one-day thing. It's like we don't do the crucifixion, the resurrection on the third day, one-day thing. Anytime you come in your heart, you just want to thank your mother. Thank someone who raised you like a mom. You can say it, man. We're always open for that. We always open for that. And we love you, too. And you can't do nothing about it. You really can't.
Nah.
Yeah, so we'll fight you about that. We can't do nothing about that. We'll fight you for that.
You can't do nothing about it.
And we love each other. Families fight sometimes. Yeah.
That's right.
Family disagrees sometimes. Yeah. You know what I said? Family. If a family prays together, watch this here. They stay together.
They stay together.
Yes, sir. Through it all, man. And I'm serious when I say this. Why is today, Reverend, tell you, my wife today, when our kids come, and anybody come to our house, it ain't no all around our house. We all at the table, man. Is it right by the rim?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all at the table. And we ain't gonna eat till we pray, and we gonna sit down with two of the family. When I got my little young wife, man, let me tell you this here. When I got my little young wife back in the day, I didn't know, you know, you don't find too many wives can cook. I was 20 years old when I met my wife, you know what I'm talking about. And she bust out of some pots and pans and went to cook it, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something. She cooked some beet tips and rice, man. I'm looking around, she had some biscuits and some honey and some 30-weight gravy on that thing, and I just said, you must want to be me wife. I went back in slavery day. Me wife. Be your husband.
What did the word say? He didn't find the wife.
Good thing.
She cooked my favorite meat, poop meat. You know, she cooked smothered pork chop and smothered fried chicken. I said, girl, I know I was married.
I know, man.
I said, you 20 years old cooking like this? I can't let you go. say Brother D. And that's when I add on the 50 pounds, too.
Yeah. Let me see. I wife cook, you'll find yourself in certain food you said you did eat. Well, they're cooking,
yeah,
you find yourself eating. I eat it. Man,
yeah.
Like, I've been missing this all my life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She told me when you said that, Melody. Hey, you ever ate this phone? I said, no, I ain't never ate this phone. It just didn't sound good.
Eat this.
That's right. So what they come out there, what they say to you, Brother Reverend Henry, they say, like, that's a mother's love. The mother's love will tell you, see him getting nothing to hurt you. You know what I'm talking about? See him getting nothing to hurt you. Yeah, well, we can go forever with
mother,
that. If we don't get out this thing, man, if we don't leave this thing alone, man, we'll never get out of here, man.
Be all day.
We'll be all day, man.
You're going to have to get out of here, man. We'll be all day,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Thinking about mother. So like I said,
yeah,
chew the food up and then give it to you, and you can't chew it. There it is. A mother's love.
Mm-hmm. All right, brothers. You know, I can say this. I'm gonna say this, like Brother Willie do. None of you guys long with it. I gotta close the mic. You know, Brother Willie go. I gotta close one at a time. Now you got 20 minutes. Brother Willie, we gonna do the Willie dog. Everybody got something to say before we get out, man. And we actually like the short version of that, you know.
That's dope. Me and myself, I tell my brother, as my brother say, I love you, brother. And that's true. There's nothing you can do about it, man. I truly love you. I look forward to every Monday. We don't get a chance to do it on the weekends. So I look forward to seeing my brothers Monday through Friday. Can't wait to the day that I can put a face with the name. And thank God for the service today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just truly we thank God for how he has blessed us. Through precious memories that allowed our hearts to overflow.
Yes,
and it was all because of him being in the midst with the Holy Spirit, the comforter that continues to comfort us and gives us this with strength, you know, even laughter with medicine, and it allowed our hearts to open up and the love of God blessed us.
Yes.
We truly thank you.
Yes.
We truly thank him. Thank you. He done it once again. We truly give him all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name, thank God. We love you, Lord.
Yes,
man.
Yes. You know, we don't never end, not to say this here, never end. If it was something said, you know, it was something you just didn't understand about how the service went. You know, we pray to God, man, he speak to your spirit. Because we believe, I'm just going to say this. If I'm wrong, y'all pray with me. I don't think nothing was said was wrong. I really don't. I don't think nothing was presented today was wrong. If you have said something and it messed you up and it confused you because it was something you didn't get while you was younger or something else, man, let us pray with you. Let us pray with you, child. Let us pray with you, man. Let us put our hands on you with the love of the Lord. That means we're going to touch and agree. We're going to trust and agree to God. Because maybe your mother might be here. Maybe whoever was guarding over you might be here. And like our auntie always tells us, and she gave us this while ago, the love of a mom. Maybe you had that experience, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And maybe y'all might not be talking right now. We want to do like Brother Nutter said, don't wait till it's too late, man, because you can't tell her you love her or you sorry. You know, so don't do that, man, because that closure there is a bad border. Sometimes that takes people to their grave earlier than expected because of they didn't get to tell their mother they were sorry or they didn't receive her apology. It's some mothers apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people ain't accepted yet. You know,
yes, sir.
We allow some of the influence of others to regulate our mind. I'm going to tell you who the other is. That's the real man. God speaks of love.
Say
love. As love. We often say love hides a
multitude of
things.
Hides a multitude of things.
Yeah.
So if you love, you know, y'all say, well, that's the only you love here? No, I love because God said that he so loved the world.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish. But have so if I believe in Jesus, how in the world am I going to hate you? How am I going to dislike you?
Mm-hmm.
We got to we can worry about
right.
Man, I just really don't like how he said it. But if you keep saying it, the like to turn to hate. Because that's what
love that name, man. And ourselves.
Yeah, it's ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
No greater love.
Don't let nobody have that.
Lay down his life.
Man, lay down his life.
Lay down his life.
So we say this here. We say this with love. You know, if we can always come back to this subject, because I know, you know, on, but one day we had to worry about nobody saying too much on.
Mm-hmm.
It's one day. Out the whole year, they celebrate them guys. But it's one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the fathers ain't really bad, but it's one day you can go get a seat in the church. There's no father day.
You can get a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Get anywhere.
You can see the world.
Get anywhere.
You know, but we got some good fathers out there.
Go to any restaurant. You got to worry about them being on the back.
Yeah, so you know, Mother's Day, Christmas, and Easter, it's packed. You know, dumb up. But I'm going to think that's Mother's Day coming up. But I'm going to tell you right now, we just want to thank this service, man. We cried. We laughed.
Yes, sir.
We cried.
Yes, sir.
We laughed.
Yes.
We cried,
mm-hmm.
cried. We laughed. And we showed joy.
Enjoyed every minute.
You know, dumb
up.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank God.
Yes,
you know, I know you didn't hear your favorite verse.
Yeah.
I know you didn't hear your maybe your favorite song or something, but we want you to know this is the thing God asked for, to give thanks. Be thankful.
Yes,
and thank God
mm-hmm.
and for what he has bestowed for us on this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord,
yes,
we just thank you, Father God, for all the praises that went up, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the ones who participated in even saying thank you for their mother. Even thank you for the ones who raised them. Even one who counseled them through the times of need, Lord. Even when they couldn't feed themselves, Lord. We know, Father God, it was you to carry our mothers through it, Lord. We know it was you, Lord. They didn't even abort us. They could have abort us, Lord, but they didn't, Lord. They allowed us to be here today.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for our mother. We love you for giving our mothers to us. And to some of us, for the time you gave us, the love she gave, Lord. Lord, some of the things we don't understand, but we do understand more now since they're gone, Lord. So we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, if it's someone, we got a heavy heart right now, Lord. They don't understand the transition, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless that child, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that you ain't too old to get in your arms, Lord. So, Lord, let us come in your arms today, Lord, and hold us, Lord. Hold us, Lord, because sometimes this thing gets burdened thinking about one of your loved ones. Hold us, Lord. Lord, we know transition.
Yeah.
I love to say because the word death is a word that when someone hears like it's a period. But, Lord, we know it's a comma behind that thing, Lord. We know, Father God, after death, that the Bible said they're judging, Lord. We want you to look at this in the book of a life, though, Lord. When you open the book up, you say, well done, my faithful servant, Lord. You've been over a few things, but come on up higher. I'm going to have you over me, Lord. So, Lord, bless everyone about the sign of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even if I miss a name, Lord, even if I miss it in my heart or my mind, Lord, cover it, Lord. Lord, bless the people. Don't never, ever say something, but they always on here, Lord. I know they're here because I see them, Lord. Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord, because we believe, Lord, maybe this might be the only church they listen to, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
maybe this might be the only Bible they ever pick up, Lord. Let it not be the one that we destroy them away, Lord. Let it be the way that they get closer to your arm, closer to you than ever being, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We even have witnesses. Someone told us that this ministry have changed. They love hitting all the guys, all the even the ladies that come on to give word of education. We thank you for Sister Marion as she came on this week, Lord. We thank you for the love of her presence to come over here and give us a word from the Lord, Lord. We thank you. Look, we ask you to cover her too, Lord. Cover from the bottom of her head to the top of her feet, Lord. The bottom of her feet, Lord. The blessing, Father God, anything she needs spiritually, mentally, and physically, Lord. Bless her if she keep her grandkids, Lord. Get Lord, cover her, Lord, in her mind. Let her mind be regulated, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Cover her whole entire being, Lord. But we ask, we pray for her, Martha, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. We pray for her, Lord. Father God, you know what's in her heart, Lord. You know what's in her body, Lord. You know what's going around her, Lord. You know who's coming in and going out, Lord. And we know most of you know her, that's your child, Lord. So, Lord, what you put in my heart, I want you to bless her, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
bless,
Lord. I feel her love, Lord. Lord, we were just sitting here one day, Lord, and she allowed her daughter to come on. I want you to pray for them people. I want you to pray for my family. God's plan. And she loves us, Lord. And we love her. Ever since she's been here, Lord, she's been a light over here, a beacon. She has put her light down downtown, Lord. And she's over here faithfully, Lord. Even in the transition, one of her friends used to be on the phone with her, Lord, has went on, Lord, here recently, Lord. But she's still coming out, Lord. Still holding on to us and the battle, Lord. Only you know, Father God, the joy she had to wake up to hear the things we do over here. And she shines in. We want to ask you to bless her, Lord, spiritually, mentally, and physically, financially. Any other mother over here, Lord, we don't know of, Lord.
Yes.
Anybody that just be listening, Lord, that we don't. We don't want to miss none of you and let you know that, Lord, you love them, Lord. Yes, you cover them. Let a little peace come by, Lord. Put any burdens away from them, Lord. Don't let nobody hinder them today, Lord. Don't let them hinder them tomorrow, Lord. Don't let them hinder them Saturday, Lord. Don't let them hinder Monday, Lord. Don't let them hinder all through their life, Lord. Show them their flowers and give it to them so they can smell them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even someone might want to go to the where their mother laid to rest, Lord. Lay to rest, Lord. We ask to give strength at the brave sight, Lord. Give strength at the brave sight, Lord. Give strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. It's a tough time, Lord, for a lot of us, Lord. But we know, Father God, you be a what? A mother to us, mother, Lord. We know you can be. We know you can, Lord. So we pray from the bottom of my heart right now, Lord, to strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We love Mama. We love Mama. But we know you love her more, Lord. We know you love her, Lord. We thank you for our mother, Lord. We thank you when we hear the song when the brother said, it was, there's a woman in the service speaking other tongues, Lord. And we know that spirit because when it overflow, Lord. We thank you for that song because we know some of us had a mother that wouldn't mind praising you and thanking you for the goodness of life. And we might not even have no money, and she still said, thank you, Lord. We might not even have food in the cabinet, Lord, and she said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And we thank you for the moments, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we even had food stamps, and she looked like we had cash money. Lord, she used to take the booklets and put things together and come to us and put together and so we can have food and clothes. And Lord, we remember how she sacrificed for us, Lord. So we want to thank our mothers, Father God, for the things you have done for us, Lord. So we thank you for the mothers, Lord. We thank you, Lord. If it was something, Lord, we missed in the prayer, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. If it was something we missed in the prayer, Lord, we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the heart of your people, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Lord, we know it, Lord. We like this. We love a song that we love to play all the time to you, Lord. Accept what God allows. Accept what you have done, Lord. We want to accept what you allow, Lord. Lord, help us understand the songwriter when he or she sang this song, Lord. Bless us, Lord, today.
Yes,
today,
Lord.
The day that you have made. Bless us, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
My brother, better known as Mr. White and Twinkie Clark.
Twinkie.
Excel.
God
allow. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
I love that song. I love that song.
Ooh, Jesus.
He's in the only way to preach right now.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, you've been good.
Early one morning, I got
yes,
a call.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams and Gloria.
So good.
Jesus.
So good. So good.
Now. I'm on the way out the door. She said, sit down.
Oh,
I sat down and my wife
thank you,
told
Jesus.
Me, We were living in New Orleans at the time.
Yes,
four of our members had been killed in a wreck.
He will. Ooh, he will.
Oh, Lord. I got angry with the law. I thought they were my best members.
Yes, sir.
I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard.
Yes, sir.
I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. I couldn't understand why would you take those four people at once. I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because
I said,
you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine.
Yeah, sure, they're mine. They're mine.
I said, well,
thank
why
God
did you take them?
Jesus.
He said,
they're
I took
not yours,
sure,
they're
they
mine.
Ready.
Ready.
And I'm giving those others a
That's
chance to get right.
Get ready.
So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker.
Did you call him, man? Did you call him?
Twinkie wrote these words. See what you can do with
Ain't
this.
Stopping.
Accept. What God allows.
My.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway. Yes, you are. After from this body,
Face the fact.
Face the fact.
And you,
oh my God.
And you.
Stray.
We love you. It will lead you.
Come on, man. Thank you, sis.
Wow.
Watch out, Queen. I just want you to do one thing before I leave the organ. I want you to go over and find somebody that looks a little depressed. They seem like they got bags under their eyes. They look like they slept all week long. Find somebody that looks lonely. They just need somebody to hold them and tell them that I love them. Did you find somebody that looks like they're going through? Just look at them and tell them this. For all you've been through, God's got a blessing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I like the pencil. Y'all get it too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to get up in a minute. But I want you to
just
do what works for me, even if you don't think like you got it or you feel like you got it.
Come on,
or
man.
It seems like you're losing the battle. I want you to jump up on your feet
Come
and
on,
say,
sis.
I got the victory.
Come on, man. Claim
mm-hmm.
it. Claim it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Amen.
They praise him,
yo.
They praise
him. Mm-hmm.
They praise him. Oh, my God. I thought we got scared of what that was. Wow. Wow. God has spoken to you in life, Man, you got some people so ignorant, man, with life, don't know how good God has been to them. And it's for us to be that light to some of them. It is for us to be that light to some of us. It is God that gave me a soft spirit in these last days of my life. I know it's my last days. You know why? Because I know I can't. I got more days behind me than I do got in front of me. Yeah, I know it. I'm not going to even try to comprehend all them years before me. And I'm still a young man. But I want to tell you this here. Mm-hmm. I know God loves us. You know why? I promise you, y'all will hang up. But I'm going to tell you this. This is what stayed with me, brother and sister, because I know he knows my name.
Yes, he knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. Yes, he did.
He knows my name. Celebration.
He knows my name. She knows my name.
Thank you, Jesus.
No.